Okay, last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining, that seemingly the Kabbalah of the ultimate Kabbalah of Torah was after the story of Purim, after like his hapcha that Haman's house was given over to Esther, and so L'chaira, we speak about Mesidus Nefesh of torture is what makes it happen, and here we're saying the story happened afterwards. So the Rebbe explains that the concept is because we're still enslaved to Tachashverosh. So he starts explaining that the fact that a Jew is in Golus is torture for the neshama. Because even a level like Rashbi or Tzadikim, that by them there was no Churban, meaning their level of godliness didn't change whether there was or not the Beis HaMikdash, but the fact that there was a far out corner somewhere that didn't feel godliness, that affects everybody. And like he said, Chayla equals Memtes, 49. That means even if a person reaches the 49th level of Kedusha, he's still Chayla, he's still sick. So therefore, and like the Alter Rebbe said, you know, I don't want your Gan Eden, or like it says, if there would be one Tzaddik that it would have brought Mashiach, or that really did Tshuva. Or any generation that doesn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is considered like to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, all those things that we learned. So therefore, a person is kosis, not from oppression, but from the mere fact we're in Golos. So he says now when you're like this, this essence of the neshama, that is affected, that's bothered. From the mere fact that we're in Golos, and here the Rebbe is saying like this. This, so he says, there's kosis that makes ma'or from oppression, like in the story of Purim, but then there's a deeper level of revelation of ma'or, not necessarily from problems in Yiddishkeit, from the mere fact that we're in Golos, and a person is bothered by that, reveals a deeper level of more of the essence of the neshama, even more than it was through the story of torture and oppression. By the way, today's class is sponsored by Avraham Aradian for his daughter's birthday. Okay, anyway, back to him. But you know, the inyan is like this. Time okay, these few lines we learned. Okay. The reason why Matan Torah is only the beginning. Hey Chelu Lasis. B'meach HaShvei Shoyser Kabbal V'kibla Yehudim Ho. Kizet Shekdimu Nasan Le'imishnim B'Matan Torah. This we learned already last week. Okay. This, that the Jews said Nasav and Ishma, was Aydei Kof Alem Harka Gigas Gili M'mayla. Remember we discussed this at great length last week. The question is, what happened first, Nasav and Ishma, or the mountain over the head? Seemingly, from the Gemara comes out that first they said Nasav and Ishma, and then Hashem held the mountain over the head. But the other opinions, and that's the way Chassidus explains it, first was the mountain over the head, and then they said Nasav and Ishma. But explains what Chassidus explained. What do you mean the mountain over there? It wasn't, God forbid, forcing them. It was a revelation from above. The mountain over their head is a makif revelation that gave them the ability to say Nasav and Ishma. So therefore, Matan Torah was a gilui that came from above. But b'mei Achashverosh, ha'isa kabbalah mitzad atzmam. But in days of Achashverosh, their acceptance what came from their own, from themselves. It wasn't from above. B'yishleim, and he says like this, the lower level of Amunah. That Amunah is there because the Neshama Lamaila sees godliness. The cause and effect Amunah. Because the Neshama Lamaila sees Alokus. So therefore the Neshama, the body, has Amunah. In this respect is similar to the Nasa before Nishma of Matan Torah. Because again, it came from above. Mitzad Gilui de Lamayla, v'zeh shibim Achashverosh shayisa kabbalah mitzad atzmam, and this that Achashverosh is time. The receiving was from themselves, who kiosn is gal as kashes balukus shemitzad etzim aneshama. That came from the essence of the neshama, his kashrus atzmis, an essential bond, shemitzad etzim mitziusim, because this is their existence. Like you said before, ultimate mitzvah nefesh is, it can't be any other way. Why? Because the essence of the Jew is elokus. And the essence is even in the body. The body, even the neshama that's in the body, its essence is one with Hashem. In other words, not cause and effect. Like the whole Maimon was explaining. There's an emuna that comes because the neshama sees elokus, and therefore the neshama believes in godliness. But there's a deeper level. Why does the neshama believe in God? Because the neshama is God. And that was revealed. That can only come from ourselves. Because if it comes from above, that means there's a cause causing it to happen. The only way it's real essence is when it comes from yourself. It's not coming from a reason. Because this is you. Now the Rebbe is going to say, even in that level, there's two levels. Torture, complacency. He says, you can say even more detailed. Shagam begilui etzem and neshama. Even in the essence of the neshama that comes from below, yashem dug mishnei and yonim anal. It's also, in a certain respect, two levels, even the revelation of the essence that comes from below. There could be one that comes from above still, and one that comes from your essence. Meaning, the gilui etzem and neshama binyan amisidus nefesh, the level of the revelation of the neshama. That's in the level of Mesidus Nefesh, Yishleima Hashem, and again, Lekoich Sageluyim. As far as the real, revealed powers of the soul, who can make Dover Nesav, it's something added. I'll explain in a second. Let me just read a few lines. Kamei Shadayim Bepeil Bekama Noshim, like we see clearly by many people. Shabi Yeitzim B'makom Shoy Yisham Gzeres Al Teira Mitzvahs. In places where they had decrees against Torah mitzvahs, they had Mesidus Nefesh, Bepeil Meshech, Kama V'Kama Shonim, they had real Mesidus Nefesh for many, many years. Yet, Shabo Acha Kach L'Medina, She'ef She'lasi B'Torah Mitzvah B'Teich HaChava, when they came to free countries, Einik Ebrahim Kol Kach, you don't see so much the Mesidus Nefesh Olam Kedem. Okay, let's explain like this. And this the Rebbe explains in okay, when you have, there's essence and there's the revelation. Okay? The essence of the neshama, and then you have the powers of the neshama, intellect, emotions, thought, speech, and action. But the essence of the neshama is also in a certain way limited, that it's essence and not revelation. In other words, there's a rule, etzem built in his gala. The essence can't be revealed. Why can't it be revealed? Because once it's revealed, it's not essence. The essence can't be revealed because once you're revealing it in a certain way. It's coming out in a certain way, whether it's intellect or means. Therefore, the Rebbe is saying like this. The essence of the neshama, when it impacts the revealed powers that they stood with Mesidus Nefesh, that's also a cause and effect to a certain extent. Yeah, it's coming from the Mesidus Nefesh of the Jew. It's coming from the Mesidus Nefesh of the Jew. But there's something causing it to happen. The decrees against Yiddishkeit, it's what's causing this to happen. Therefore, you find when there's no decrees, they don't have that same level of Mesidus Nefesh. So obviously, if it's sometimes yes and sometimes no, that means there's something that's sometimes causing it and something that's sometimes not causing it. So yes, Mesidus Nefesh brings out the essence of the neshama. But in the essence of the neshama, there's two levels. It's like, to explain like we learned many, many times. Infinite, in a certain respect, is limited. Because it's not finite. infinite is not finite. So as infinite as it is, it's still limited that it's infinite and not finite. Essence, granted it's not limited because it's the essence, but essence is limited that it's not the revealed powers. So when the essence reveals the revealed powers in Mesidas Nefesh, it's like also cause and effect. And the proof of it is, why do they sometimes have it and sometimes don't have it? And then the Rebbe is going to say like this. There is a level of essence that's not even essence. There's a level of essence, the way it's essence, it's defined as essence. And then you have essence, the way it's rooted in the essence of Hashem, that is above essence and above power, revealed powers. It's above infinite and finite. In other words, the lower level, what happened by the decree of Purim, you know, the decrees against Yiddishkeit, was, so to speak, the infinite affecting the finite. The essence affecting the revealed powers. But there's still essence and revealed powers. And therefore, when a person doesn't have the decrees forcing him to reveal the essence of the neshama, they don't have it. They don't have Mesidas Nefesh. But the real level of Mesidas Nefesh, which is not limited in anything whatsoever, it's not finite, it's not infinite, it's not revelations, it's not essence, is a deeper level of the neshama that's rooted in the ultimate essence of Hashem that's above infinite and finite, above essence and revelation. Don't even dream about understanding what that means practically. But, And that's what the Rebbe says, that level of Ma'or is revealed from complacency, from freedom of Golas. The essence, you know, which one? When a Jew is tortured to do mitzvahs, against mitzvahs, that is the lower level. You know what's interesting? When the Jews were decreed again, you know, decrees, they had no assimilation. Now in freedom, all of a sudden there's assimilation. It's easier, God forbid, to be assimilated today in America than it was in Russia when they tortured you for being a Jew. Because that was a cause that made it happen. But if it would be the real essence that I can't assimilate, then what's the difference when it is? If Mesidas Nefesh is real, 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 then how come in Russia you had it more and in America you have it less? It's not the real essence. The real essence doesn't change. So the Rebbe said, when is the real, even in other words, even a Ma'or, there's two levels. In other words, to use simpler language, in infinite, there's two levels. There's infinite that's limited, it's infinite and not finite. And then there's the ultimate infinite that's not infinite, not finite. It's above both. And that's eternal. That doesn't change. So therefore, the Rebbe says, in the gilui of the essence of the neshama, there's sometimes the essence of the neshama is revealed, like during the decrees of Purim, when there was Xavis against Yiddishkeit and that, all that, the hardships of Yiddishkeit. So yes, the Ma'or was revealed. Mesidas Nefesh was revealed. And that caused a greater level than Matan Torah. Matan Torah came totally from above. Mesidas Nefesh and Purim, during the Mesidas Nefesh time, also was, but it came from ourselves. But then there's a deeper level, because even that level that came from ourselves was forced upon us by outer forces, that the essence influenced the revealed powers, but it's still essence which is above his revealed powers. Now, the ultimate, after Purim, And that's where the ultimate acceptance of Torah mitzvahs was after Purim, when Haman's house was given over to Mordechai and Esther, the concept not only breaking but transforming evil. Yeah? And then is the ultimate level of acceptance, ultimate level of Mor. What? You wanted to ask something? I should explain it with words?
No, explain it with words.
No. Let me ask you a question.
Is there a darkness in this room? Is there a darkness?
Yeah.
Yes, there is a darkness in this room.
No. Compared. No, 1 second. The room is dark compared if the light should be 10 times brighter. It's not dark.
But it's plain.
No. Let me ask you a question. That's where the Rebbe gives the example. If sometimes I'm religious, and sometimes I'm not so religious, correct? Does that mean there's a change in me? Yes? Now, if my essence is religious, can it change?
No.
So why does it change? Why am I sometimes more religious than other times? In other words, what the Rebbe is saying over here, why in Russia did they have more Mesidus Nefesh? Mamish giving up their lives. And in America, the same people didn't have the same level of Mesidus Nefesh. But that means there's something causing it.
What?
In other words, if your essence is essence, it doesn't matter. I'll give an example. A guy that's a frum yid in yeshiva, and then they leave that atmosphere, that surroundings, do they say the same or not? If they don't stay the same, that means in reality, it wasn't true what they were religious in the yeshiva. Because if it's truth, it's eternal. The fact that I'm more religious in yeshiva, let's say, and when you go out, you're less religious. I'm saying you're not religious. You're less religious. Why did it change? If your Yiddishkeit is authentic and real and his essence, so how could it change? That means that environment affected me that I was more religious. This atmosphere, influence, affected me that I'm less religious. So that's cause and effect again. Relatively speaking, it's cause and effect. If the decrees against Yiddishkeit awoke within me, Mesidus Nefesh, it should be the same all over.
And that remains like that.
Correct. So if I'm... Where Bachm used to always make fun of you, of young guy, a younger man in Australia, told us, he told some one of our group, he said a beautiful word. He said, "You know when you know that you are a Chassidish Bachar? When you get married and you're still as Chassidish. You're as Chassidish as you were when you were a Bachar. For Bachar to be Chassidish, you're in the yeshiva." Now, I'm talking about in our times when we didn't know of all these garbage things. Yeah? To be in yeshiva, be a Chassidish a Bachar. I mean, like, yeah, why not? I mean, like, you could be a real Chassidish a Bachar. But you know the real test of a Chassidish a Bachar? When you're out of that environment and you're still Chassidish. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. There is Mesidus Nefesh that reveals the essence during Mordechai's time, you know, during the Gzeiras of Haman and Gzeiras in Russia, whatever it may be. And that revealed essence, yes. But it's still, relatively speaking, it's an essence of Mord that's caused by something. How do we know it's caused by something? Because when that cause is not there, they don't have the same level of Mesidus Nefesh. When do you see the real Mesidus Nefesh? Under every possible situation. That's what we said. Purim was unique. A whole year they stood it with Mesidus Nefesh. That means summer, winter, spring, fall. And that means under every Avodah. But it's still because of the Gzeiras of Haman. Haman made decrees and that's what caused it. But if it would be really real, under any circumstance, it would be the same. And that, the Rebbe says, is a level of ma'or when a Jew is broken kosis from the fact that we're in Golis. That's the ultimate level. And therefore, Mordechai's Aveda, okay, let's put it, Moshe Rabbeinu's Aveda was Matan Torah. No mysterious nothing, revelations from above. The Rebbe says in the Maimon, that in your Mordechai was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Mordechai revealed through the Mesidus Nefesh, influencing the Jews to have Mesidus Nefesh. So Mordechai influenced the Jews that during the Gzeit of Haman, they had Mesidus Nefesh, a whole year. They revealed essence, more essence. What the Rebbe is saying over here is that our generation is a deeper level of Mord. And that is to reveal the essence of the Jew. Not because Goyim are causing you to sin or to go against Torah or whatever it is. The mere fact that you're in Golus, that means the Neshama is not feeling godliness the way the Neshama really wants to feel it, and that causes him to be broken, that is the ultimate level of the Neshama. And the Rebbe says this in 56 in the heart at the bottom. That causes the essence of the Neshama, which is rooted in the essence of Hashem, that's not limited, that it's essence and not revelation. It's not limited and infinite. It's a level of infinite, which is above infinite and finite together. That can only come from complacency and Golus. And that was the Rebbe's Avodah. That people should want Mashiach.
Now.
Is Moshe Rabbeinu more Jewish than we, than us?
Yeah.
No, not more Jewish. Is his intellect like ours? Is his emotion like ours? No, 100% not. But, like you said, 9 Moshe Rabbeinus don't make a minion, and 10 yukols do. Right? So, in that level of essence, there's no difference. Correct.
So, doesn't matter.
But there's different levels of essence, the Rebbe is saying. There's an essence which is limited in being essence, that you have. But then you have a deeper level. The essence, the way it's not even limited in essence.
When you bite on an apple, do you get the essence of the apple? Or you get
Let me ask you a question. When you take a bite of an apple, you cut the apple in half, yeah? And you take a bite. You have half the taste of the apple?
No, the whole taste.
Do you have half the texture of the apple? Are you only eating half the apple? So you should have half the taste.
But the more you eat, the more you taste.
No, it's the same taste, just more of it. The quality is the same taste.
Why after this apple?
So you're done already.